stuck at home and you don't know what to do. Hold on, baby, Rhonda, she's got you. Grab your computer, log on, baby, you got the power. It's the Rhonda Shear Social Lab. It's the Rhonda Shear Social Lab.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Rhonda Shear Social Hour. I am so excited to see you. You know, you can watch us right here on Rhonda Shear Social Hour, or you can go to YouTube and watch Rhonda Shear TV and watch us live, or you can go to Facebook and watch either Rhonda Shear fan page or my friend page. So lots of places. And guess what? After that, we make it into a podcast and you can listen to it wherever podcast or listen to. So anyway, I am really, really excited about tonight's show. I've really been looking forward to this one for a while. We have some extraordinary gals on the show. The original group GLOW, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, completely famous in the late 80s and 90s. They had their own show. You might know that Netflix has done a show that is hotter than hot, based on their true stories, but they're the real thing. They're the real deal. And they literally led the way for female wrestling, which of course is huge in like WWE and all over now. But these girls experimented. Most of them came from no wrestling background and literally trained 6 hours a day and got it all going. Anyway, we're going to meet them. We're going to meet five of the stars, the original stars. I'm really excited about that. But in the meantime, let me do my promotion. First of all, it's very social night, as you know. Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern is social. So that means it's time for a cocktail. So, or whatever you're drinking. I'm not going to judge if you're just having water. It's all good. But if you are having a cocktail or water or coffee or tea, when I say hair, because it's all about hair in this whole shutdown, how is your hair looking right now? When I say hair,
hair.
Take a swig. Cheers. Nothing like rosé champagne. Woo! Okay, that's the first thing. Don't forget hair. The second thing is I want you all to own and read my book. It's very inspirational, and I have to pay for the charges that it costs to publish it. Oh, I mean, no, it's really inspirational, for real. It's called Up All Night, From Hollywood Bombshell to Lingerie Mogul, Life Lessons from an Accidental Feminist, much like these gals that we're going to be interviewing. Because they probably went through many of the same things that I did in Hollywood, like the whole Me Too movement, blah, all that stuff. But anyway, not only does it have my Hollywood career in here, but it has, you know, what I'm doing now. And now that I'm in the intimate apparel business and literally changing careers, becoming an entrepreneur, we have a couple of ladies that are doing that as well right now, how to get your product to market. So lots of tips for whether you are male or female, if you are going into business, and the book may help you out. Okay, so you can get that through rhondashear.com. And you can also pick up your intimate apparel while you're there too. Okay, so rhondashear.com. Okay, what else do I have? Ah, very important. Masks. Okay, we are masking. I think this is forever. And this is why rhondashear.com, you can get the really pretty ones. Ooh. Lace, you can get sequins. Ooh. And I can't sing. But anyway, or you can get plain. And they're really comfortable. They have a little pocket for a filter. You can put a Kleenex in there. It's all good. So we want you all masking up when you go outside or when you're around people and you can't social distance. So remember that. You can go to rhondashear.com and get yourself a pretty mask. The other thing is that I've been doing, and this is really fun, and maybe some of our ladies tonight are also on Cameo. Cameo.com is a really cool site that you can go and get a personal message from your favorite celebrity or influencer. There's thousands of people on there. So if you go to cameo.com/Rhonda Shear, it'll bring you right there. And for a nominal fee, I will do a special message for you, whether you're celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, a bar mitzvah, wedding, whatever, you know, new baby, I will be there for you. I did two today and they were gals that literally got them for their husbands because they watched me on Up All Night back in the 90s. Okay, so without further ado, before I introduce my first guest, we always start our show off with a very dear friend of mine who teaches us how to make very special cocktails. Let's all watch Professor Cocktail and have a sip.
Pink Lady Cosmo
Good afternoon, people. This is Professor Cocktail once again to bring to you another perfected cocktail from me. So today, we got the chemical formulas here for gin, tonic, and lime. I gotta make my own vodka-ish drink. Always Grey Goose, always vodka. Tonight's drink, we're gonna do gin and tonic with a little slice of lime. You gotta start with a beautiful tall glass, and then you gotta use Bombay. I think it's like 90 proof Bombay. I better test it. Oh, yeah! Okay. Ooh, I broke out of the sweat! And my tonic is down here. I need a little more energy. Not one, but two. You usually have to do one on the rim, and then you dunk one. So we dunk one, and then one on the rim, and there's your gin and tonic. With a little vodka chaser, we're good to go. Have a very lovely evening and stay tuned for the next episode of Professor Cocktail.
Well, you may not find him at your bar in your area. Thank goodness, because one drink from Professor Cocktail and you're slammed on the floor. But we love him, and he's our own Professor Cocktail. He'll be back next week. Anyway, it's that special time of the evening, and I know maybe a lot of you guys, gals, watched Glow in syndication. The gorgeous ladies of wrestling back in the late 80s and 90s. It was amazing. They literally opened the doors for women in wrestling and very empowering. So I would like to welcome my very first guest, Jeannie Bescone, who is also known as Hollywood. And she's an entrepreneur and has her own soap line, which we're going to talk more about that in a second. But let's meet her and then we'll play a clip in a little bit to show her in action. Oh, hello, girl. You are gorgeous. You are gorgeous.
Hi, gorgeous. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. And we're going to show our interview. We're going to show you wrestling. But I wanted to talk to you first because you sent me two beautiful bars of your soap. So yes. Tell me so I want to talk to you about that because I have a store now, and I think your soaps would be amazing in my store. Oh. So tell us a little bit about your soaps, and then we'll get into the wrestling.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your soap. So before this pandemic and any of this, I was always into soaps and stuff that's natural for your skin without preservatives. Mm-hmm. So about December 2018, I was looking at some soap at Christmas time, and I'm looking at them and I'm like, I could do this. I know I can. So I got a bunch of books. I did a lot of due diligence, made some mistakes along the way, but watched a lot of videos, do's and don'ts. And then I just started making it, and then the pandemic happened, and all of a sudden my soaps are getting more popular. And you know what it is? It's very therapeutic for me as well. It's something that I love and I enjoy doing. So it's almost putting what I love to do into these soaps. And today, and I have to show you, do you see these? Do these look like desserts to you?
Yes.
Look at that.
No. Yes. That's a soap.
Yes. So this is how you do it. You make them in these molds like this. Okay. And yes. Then when this hardens tomorrow in 24 hours, it will become, when I cut it, this. Is that
delicious.
Great?
And this such a romantic gift. You know, guys are always looking for other things to give women. Right. What a beautiful gift to give that as, you know, it's keeping us clean.
Right.
And it's beautiful and sexy and romantic. And right. Their skin is calorie free.
Exactly. And then these are my little, I don't know.
Sexy.
Sexy for girls. And then there's men's. Look at this. Tobacco vanilla. Guys, I got stuff for you.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what? It just, you know, I have a friend that's on here watching. And he said to me, you know what? He says, my skin is so much more smoother and not dry. And that's what these are about. There's nothing bad in there. It's organic coconut oil, olive oil, shea butter or mango butter, some castor oil. And of course you have to make soap. So you need a little sodium hydroxide and distilled water. That's it.
Well, right now they're telling us there's nothing better than soap, better than alcohol, everything for keeping us clean during this pandemic. So there's one that I'm interested in. I don't know if you're still doing your mermaid, but I'm going to call you, you know, in a couple of days because you love her. We live in Florida. I'm getting ready to open a little shop and I think your soaps would do really well there. So I'm going to call you, darling.
Oh, Rhonda.
I'm going to call you about that.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. And so we put up your information and we will continue to run this. I think everybody needs some soap from Hollywood because not only Pat or Jeannie.
Because good for you and good for the planet.
Yeah, it's good for the planet and we need to keep clean and they're different. They're different. Okay. So we have to talk wrestling with you, girl, because I interviewed you a long time. Oh, wait, hair. Okay.
Hair.
Okay. Good girl.
I got
your hair looked a little different when I interviewed you.
It was blonde, wasn't it?
Blonde. It was blonde.
Crimped.
Yes. Do we have that clip from Up All Night? Okay. So look, we're going to show an interview. I was a little different too. My hair was bigger and I was thinner. But let's look at when I first interviewed you a long time ago on Up All Night.
We'll be right.
Hi, everybody. We're in the middle of a Hollywood Hits and Knockouts all-girl boxing show. And standing with me is, of course, Ain't the Incredible Hollywood.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Good. Thank you. You are incredible.
Thank you. You're awesome.
I'm sitting in the show. And you are incredible. I just don't know. How long have you been fighting?
5 years. 5 years.
5 years. I mean, no bruises?
I got a couple. There's some here.
Oh, sure. I have a couple. No. And
what are they for?
No. I mean, why can't you just stop fighting and just get, like, a lawyer to settle your fights for you?
No, I don't want a lawyer. No lawyers in this. We get in the ring and do whatever we can to win, and that's it. We have to go out there in front of the audience, and we do it.
But you're so beautiful. I mean, you could break your nose or something.
I tell them not to hit me above the waist. I get in there first. I'm a bad guy, so I'm going to get in there below the waist, do some cheap shots, and that
will help. You'll have to give me some Rhonda tips later on. All right, in the meantime, we're going to go back to our film, The Lunchbox.
Yes.
Okay, now wait, one last question. Holyfield or Tyson, who's the biggest baby?
Tyson, no, they're both great. I can't say. I can't say, no.
She can't say, she can say.
Tyson.
Just plain silliness. I don't think my voice will go up that high. You were great. So at that point, were you in Glow? Was that Glow at that point? Because I think there was.
That was Hollywood Hits. That was a guy, Hal Stone. And this was after Glow. So it was Foxy Boxing with wrestling. And myself also were wrestling. And there were other girls that were boxing.
So that was actually after Glow.
Yes, it was.
Wow. Okay. Because that would have been probably 91.
93, 91, 92.
I mean, yeah. Like right in there. Yeah.
Yeah. 91. Exactly. You're right.
Wow. Okay. So I read, were you really a phlebotomist before you became?
Yeah. So if people don't know what that means, a phlebotomist is somebody who draws blood. There you go. Yes.
Sucks your blood.
And of course, what I said afterwards was now I draw blood in the ring.
Oh.
So I'm a bad guy. I play a heel. So, and the two other girls that are coming on after me are good girls. So I had to wrestle both of them.
So I'm a bad girl. Okay. So tell me, because I know a little bit and I remember a little bit because I actually, believe it or not, when I started looking, I knew Matt Simber and I knew Michelle and Rickless, who owned the Riviera back in the day. So I knew a little bit. He was scary. Matt Simber was scary. Would you call him your director?
He was the director. Matt was the director. And you know what? They had us on a short leash, but you know, I wouldn't change anything. We had a good time. By the time that you saw us, I'd already been doing it for 4 years with GLOW. Some of the new girls that came in on a third and fourth season, they had to deal with Matt Simber. But I mean, there was quite a bit of girls, and they kind of had to keep us on a short leash. I mean, there were curfews that I was breaking, of course. you know, you weren't allowed to say hair.
Whoa. Okay, wait. Got to do it.
Hair.
Yes. If we were going to wrestle that evening, wrestle that day, we were not allowed to drink the night before. You know, there were rules, and of course, and we followed them as best that we could. But it was really difficult being a 20-year-old, 22 years old, and somebody telling you, you have to be in a 12. You can't do this. You can't do that. And
well, back in those years, okay, first of all, were all of the shows taped at the Riviera Hotel back then?
The first two seasons were at the Riviera Hotel. And then after that, they went off the strip to a warehouse.
So they were in, for you guys who don't, Riviera has now been torn down, but it was a fabulous hotel where I did even stand-up comedy that they're at the Improv. So it was amazing. And Michelle and Rookless, who was married to Pia Zadora, owned it. It was all crazy stuff. But listen, the era that you guys were doing that in the 80s, did you come across a lot of, I mean, I'm sure you did just as an actress and doing everything you did, the whole Me Too movement, because I had to move it.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, you guys were, you were tough gals, real women, but it's choreographed too, because you could get really hurt in the ring.
Exactly. Things were choreographed that way we could cut down on our injuries. And so we would write out our matches. Everything had to be written out. Followed like that. I mean, today it's so much easier. After GLOW, when I was working independently with other companies, I would just figure out what the beginning was, do a middle, and then finish with the end. And it was so much easier. But they wanted us to write everything out.
But it was interesting, the age group, because like there was girls in their 20s, and I read a couple of other girls in their 30s.
That were older.
But you all really started female wrestling.
Absolutely. I mean, there were already independent girls, but they weren't on television.
Right.
And WWE or WF at the time didn't have all women. They had a few, you know.
Very few.
Exactly.
Because USA Network actually aired WWF, and I actually participated in a few of their shows. Not as a wrestler, but it's just me. Right. And there was like one or two. That was it.
That's it.
That you could. So, I mean, you guys opened the door for them.
And we sure did. And, you know, again, that was very empowering. And you know, but people back then, you know, we didn't have internet, these telephones, any of the computers. So, you know, I think that we were definitely ahead of our time. We were doing things that Vince is doing today, 30 years later.
Oh, absolutely. And you guys, I'm getting so many comments like, you are so sexy. Hollywood looks amazing, from Guy. I know you guys, you've kept your fans, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. And we got more. You know, let me explain. When GLOW ended, I didn't stop. I still continued to wrestle. I worked for independent companies. I started my own company. I was already doing small conventions and signings. That never stopped for me. A lot of ladies, because they were injured or because they got married or they had children.
Right.
But I continued it, and I still do it today. And that's just something that I still did it. And then GLOW Netflix came about. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I'm looking up at my poster over here. We did a documentary, GLOW, the story of the gorgeous ladies of wrestling. That had come out in 2012. And once that got going, that's when Gingy Cohen from GLOW Netflix saw that documentary and decided, hey, let's do a show about GLOW.
See, they should feature all of you guys. I mean, especially the ones who are still, you know, active, and still, you should all have parts on there. That would be like so awesome. See, if I was a producer, you would be on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, you look I had read that you had started a wrestling company. Are you still involved with that?
Yeah, I still do. Yeah, it's Hollywood Productions. So Hollywood, and I spell that W-O-U-L-D. I know Hollywood is spelled different ways here, but yeah, and I still do it. I will.
So I mean, if I called you and I said,
yes,
I said, I need a girl to come wrestle, or you could book.
Absolutely. I do custom videos all the time. People will email me and say, Hollywood, I would like you and somebody else. And they'll list all the moves that they want to do. I go over to make sure it's something that we will do.
Right.
Nothing pornographic
right.
will do. Well, you never know. I mean, for the money. I'm just kidding. I'm teasing.
I ain't seen your porn. I'm here.
I'm teasing. But you know what? And then I charge them a certain fee, and then we produce it, and then they get their copy, and then I sell it. I've been doing that from day one.
That's exciting. Yeah. We're to talk about, you know, I want to find out, we want to make sure that everybody knows where to get everything, like all your, you know, your pictures.
Yes.
But we have coming up too, another friend of yours, Jody Hasselbarth, who plays Tulsa.
Yes.
And I think we have a little clip of you two going at it. So
okay,
we're
going
to play that. And then we're going to bring Jody in and find out what she's doing today. So let's watch.
Well, Hollywood is back. Beating on people is my thing. Another year of having fun and making my opponent run.
Yeah. Woo!
Always ready, I'm down the curve. But mess with me and you'll eat dirt. Make you pay for your bad deeds. You're gonna run from my stampede.
Well, look at her sitting up there like a tramp. She is. She had to have a song.
So, see, they know, Holly. They know that you are queen of the bath alleys.
Wow, she almost decapitates Tulsa with that flying head scissors. Hi, Go fans, Motormouth Mike Morgan in the broadcast booth for this Run for the Rubies Walker's Ring Riot. Hollywood has declared war on all the country girls, and it's the luck of the draw that put her and Tulsa together in this tournament match. They've been feuding for weeks. These Wildcats recently met in a boardwalk brawl at the Trump Castle in Atlantic City and almost tore the showroom down. Tables, chairs, and fans were flying. And don't forget, fans, the Run for the Rubies continues next week when Sally the Farmer's Daughter takes on the Glow Girl of the Cosmos, Star, in the Park Avenue knockout. Rock Siesta battles the masked assassin, Mabel.
Hollywood might be street smart, but I'm wise to her ways. I'll show her how the code of the West beats honor among thieves any day.
Wow!
Poor Tulsa.
I'm telling you, welcome. Oh my gosh. Hi, Joe. How are you? You are, that's, I can't believe you girls did this. You did this so ahead of your time. How are you? Can you hear me?
You know what? I can barely hear you guys. You're breaking up on me.
We're breaking up on Joe. Just stay there. We're going to work on it. It could be a connection. This happens with these formats. In the meantime, let's have a drink.
Yes. Hair.
Hair.
Hair. Got it.
Okay. So
I forgot to tell you that I got to ride a horse in. I told everybody that my horse was not only prettier and smarter than Hollywood, he was smelling better than she was. So we got all these little gems in.
That's why she created soap. Because
there you go.
But wait a minute.
Rhonda.
So wait. So you were the bad girl, Jeannie, Holly. Yeah. Your Hollywood was bad.
Right.
But Tulsa, you were like the nice, sweet girl. You were the good girl. You played the good girl. The all-American girl.
I'm so good. I'm boring. I am the most boring glow girl.
That is not true. I don't like
to party.
I can tell you the boring ones. You were not boring, honey.
Not boring. Okay. First of all, just to do the rope. I know how hard it is to do just the rope. And you could do rope tricks. That's impressive. And sing.
Well, I rodeoed.
She was over a barrel, rider.
Tricks. Right? I calve.
Wow. That's amazing.
And I do consider Beastie the Road Warrior livestock. So she's the only one I would rope. Really rope, because it's no calf rope and it can hurt people. So since Beastie I consider livestock, I don't have any problem roping her in the ring.
Where are you living now? Where are you girls living? What cities do you live in?
I'm in Texas.
You're in Texas.
My home state. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'm telling you, as beautiful now as then, fabulous. How did you two? I've read all kinds of crazy stories how you got to GLOW, that they had auditions in the newspaper and gals. So what is your story? What is your story, Hollywood? I'm going to call you Hollywood so everyone knows.
That's fine. It was an audition, and I went to the audition. It was after work, and I went down. There was like 500 people there, and they needed 12 girls to do a pilot, and I was one of the 12 that did that pilot.
Wow.
And it's just weird, you know, how are you selected? But I can tell you exactly how I was picked for my part. David McClain told me this years later. He said, when Mondo asked you, he asked the whole group, which one of you can ram your head in the turnbuckle, turn over and land on your back? And I raised my hand first, not being afraid. When you're 21 years old, you are not afraid of anything.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Right. None of us are. So I did that, and David said, in my mind, you were the first.
Wow.
A million times, but that truly is the story how I was hired.
That's
and then we
great.
Did the pilot, sold it.
That's and so cool. I moved. And yeah. Jody, as Tulsa, how did you get the job? How did you come to the audition? What were you doing prior to?
It was by accident. I was channel surfing and saw GLOW on TV, and I went, I can do that. And they're gorgeous and they're having fun and all these pretty makeup and everything. And I wrote a letter and a headshot because I found the address at the end of the show. And I took it to the post office that Sunday evening. And Wednesday, Matt Simber called me and said, how soon can you get here? And I said, on the next plane, I'm on my way. So,
wow.
I don't have to do anything. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying the story's great.
I didn't have to audition because Dallas quit. She went somewhere else and he needed a cowgirl. So I mean, a cowgirl. I am a cowgirl. So
you're a real cowgirl.
But you girls, like, how did you learn? How did you learn to wrestle? How long did you train every day? Did you girls have to really practice and rehearse?
Yes, we had to. We trained.
I'm an athlete, so.
But we had to train. Not one of us knew how to wrestle.
Yeah, like what, 4 or 5 hours, Hollywood?
Oh. Well, when I started, I trained 3 hours, Wednesdays and Fridays. When you guys came along, you trained a lot more.
I mean, the figures. Oh, my goodness. You girls. I mean, you still look amazing. I mean, you're amazing. You're both still young. But, wow. I mean, I can't
you
even.
You look amazing, Rhonda.
Well, I'm hanging in there. I'm in the bra business now. But I love this. I've been doing this show. And, we're really catching steam. And we're getting some heat, too. And thank you all for being on, because this just adds to the glamour. I mean, people have been really excited about this show because, I mean, Netflix copied you guys. All right, I'm gonna add in Thunderbolt now, Dana Howard, and you all can talk about her. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
Sorry, my phone's beeping.
Hi, how are you?
Good, baby.
Oh my gosh, good. You girls are so beautiful and young. You could be doing
there
the same
is.
Right now. Yeah, you could be doing the same thing. So you were Thunderbolt. As Thunderbolt, you were also the good girl?
I was.
Okay.
I guess if you want to say that, right?
Okay, we're going to look at a clip right now. Let's see you in action as Thunderbolt. I think you might have a little action with both of these girls.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hear the roar. Feel the wow. It's Thunderbolt on the attack. In comic books, I'm number one. All bad guys.
Bad guys, I caught a cold. Thunderbolt leaps on Hollywood, taking her over in a big monkey toss. Hollywood had no tickets for that flight, and the comic star pulls her up for more. Into the ropes. Ooh, a big drop kick sends the street down reeling. These superheroes are really at home in the air. I understand a blimp once stopped and asked them for directions. She sends a boat to the ropes. Oh, Hollywood able to roll out of the way of that drop kick. And Thunderbolt landed with a thud. The sweet girl wastes no time in taking over. She pulls her up and slams into the mat face first, hoping to keep her opponent out of the air and take the air out of her.
Ouch! I'm telling you, I was an acrobatic dancer, and I'm telling you, I can't even imagine doing what you guys did, even though I know some of it, you know, was choreographed, but it's still, you can make choreography, you can mess up, and someone can really accidentally hurt
those
you.
Those kicks had to hurt. I mean, those kicks, you know, sometimes you miss. And
then, right? Right, totally. Yeah.
Tulsa also knows that.
Oh my God.
I dragged you all around the ring, Tulsa. I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh. And you know what, Jeannie? You were in it with everybody. You were in it with just everybody. So so was there any animosity offset between, I mean, did that start to grow, or were you girls all really friendly? Or just like, you know?
Well, you know what? I will say this, because I did all four seasons, there always is a little animosity, but
of course
there always is, but who could complain? There are 30 girls or more on television,
right,
all the time. You know, what do we have to bitch about, really? The food, you know what I mean? Seriously.
Right.
But you know, there always is, no matter when you get a group of girls together, someone doesn't like somebody. Dana, you know all about that.
Well, and you know what,
I don't like somebody now, but I will be quiet.
But Dana, I get it. Listen, I'm in a business where I have all females basically working for us, and there's always something. It's just that, you know, my husband always says, you put men together and they were, I think even with men, they have it too. It's just that women were more vocal about it. It's just,
right.
Yeah. But you know, it's not to me, the men, I mean, the female, I get that, you know, who's getting more airtime, who's getting this, but you know, just the fact that you guys had to deal with men after the show who probably thought, ooh, Thunderbolt, or ooh, you know, Tulsa, you are, you know, come up to my room. I mean, you guys were at, ooh, baby cat.
I know, sorry.
I mean, my dog's trying to get on my lap right now.
I've got five of them beneath me. Can we go to dog cam? I got to show the girls my doggy. Can we go to puppy cam?
Come here, Vinny.
Let's look.
It's lightning and fun. Okay, we got a few of them. There's my puppy.
Oh my God.
Cute.
Puppy. I was wondering when I was in the green room what that was. Are those ho hos? They look like ho hos and snow cones. Remember
it's
those?
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh yeah. That's my little puppy.
You know,
I got two kittens and they are all over. They were trying to.
Vinny will always want me. I lost my sound. Hold on. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
I can't hear you guys.
Oh no. What okay. happened? Wait a minute. We lost Dana.
I don't know.
Okay, stay
I can't
there.
Hear anybody.
Okay. Stay. We'll get you back. Stay. We'll get you back. It's these streaming. And we're also
There you are.
Nope. Okay. We're also having a little lightning and thunder where I live. So there could be always that thing. And these streaming services, you know, they're getting better.
Where do you live?
I live in Florida now.
Oh, Okay. Good luck.
I live in Florida. So one more thing. So Dana, how did you come to Glow? Because I've heard their stories. What were you doing beforehand?
So Becky, the farmer's daughter.
Yes.
Was my best friend since I've been 16. And I moved in with her because I didn't want to live at home anymore when I was like 16 and a half. And she had already been a part of Glow. And then I think she quit. And then they wanted her to come back. So she said, I'm only coming back if I can bring my friend. So that's how it happened.
Wow. So what were you? Were you an actress before that? Or what were you doing?
No. I was 16. So nothing. I was doing nothing at that age.
Oh, my goodness. The age range. So tell me, I want to know where to get. Do you all have your own websites, right? Where you sell merchandise?
Right.
Okay. We'll make sure that we link to that with all of you. So you all stay active with your fans. Cause I mean, I've been seeing that you guys have a lot of fans.
I'm probably the least active, but yeah, I try, but Hollywood's the best. She does that all of it. Yeah. She is the best. If you need anything done, just call her.
These two ladies, I wanted Tulsa and I wanted Dana because we don't always get to see and hear from both of them. And they were my choice for tonight.
That's really,
I love
really
them sweet. Dearly.
Aw, thank you. And just because you said that, look what I'm making you.
Well, even more stuff. She makes jewelry.
Well, I'm going to send it to you, but look.
She's making jewelry? That's a really good friend.
No, I make jewelry too, but this is, I'm crocheting, and it says Hollywood in the middle of it.
No way.
You're crocheting. You do not look like are the type shorts, to crochet.
I'm shorts? Like an old lady. Trust me. I'm Martha Stewart's daughter for sure.
Are those mini shorts? Are those hot shorts?
Those are, it's going to be a blue. Oh, that I'm wearing. I didn't think you could see.
Shorts.
No, they're Nike shorts. They have, wait. See, I have their Nike shorts.
No, what you're crocheting me.
No, I'm not crocheting you shorts. I'll crochet you a bathing suit though. But
wait,
yeah,
what happened to Jody? There's Jody.
I'll send you one.
I feel like we all need
that's a blanket.
We need a hair break, a hair tote. Ready?
Oh, I didn't have a cock. What?
Oh, you didn't tell
her? Memo?
Oh, honey, I'll walk to the kitchen and get me a drink. Trust me. Watch. Here we go.
I love her. Oh my God.
The memo. That's okay, but she'll get one.
Okay. I heard about the hair. I thought it was my hair. I was like, oh, my hair is horrifying.
Well, when we say hair, you're supposed to drink. That's okay.
Okay, so, look. I'm getting wine.
Okay. Perfect. So, Dana, what if they found you drinking when you were like in a training session? Like, what happened if Matt Zimmer found you?
Oh, I got fired all the time. Every week.
It happens.
I think I got, plane tickets sent under my hotel room door all the time.
I mean, you know what? That was during a time when men ruled. I mean, it was not a good time. The 80s were like, but you girls seem to have held your own in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just kick them in the balls.
Right.
You know what? The most important thing is to say no. Rhonda, all you had to say was no.
That's it. Which, by the way, Cheney,
I was in a situation where I had to kind of push the person off, but I said no.
Right.
Which is why.
Some of them didn't do that.
and you know what? You say no.
I know, but you're away.
Some of them don't. Some of the girls didn't know the word no, though.
No, they didn't.
You were young. It's okay. I mean, some of it's okay.
It's okay.
Jeannie, you're friendly with Jeff Abraham, aren't you?
Oh, Jeff, well, he's a sweetheart, yes.
He's a sweetheart.
I had to say no to him, too.
Oh, my gosh, we all did. But he's a sweet one. It's
no,
like,
he's a good guy.
He loves you. The second I told him about this, he goes, oh, I'll get her. I said, that's so sweet.
Yeah, what doesn't I'm love so her?
Glad. Oh, my gosh, I love all three of you. I just, right? You know, we'll do more stuff somehow. Because, first of
we
all,
will.
You
and there isn't anybody else to do any stuff, is there?
Well, yeah.
Just kidding.
When we're out,
just kidding.
You all.
When the conventions start up again, we'll be doing the conventions because we do a lot of Comic Cons.
Oh,
right
I haven't
now,
been
you know.
Since so. I haven't
well,
been since
Dana,
we took pictures together. I'll come with you.
Well, first
of all, do you do them?
I was there with Tulsa last time.
I've done a few. I've been told I should do more.
You should do more.
I can't hear anything.
I love that voice. I can't
so
hear
hard.
Anything. Don't you love her voice?
I do. I'm sorry about that. Well, I'm going to let you guys go anyway because we have a couple more gals coming up. Our time.
Tell the girls we said hello.
I will tell them hello.
I'm having a great time.
Will you guys come back and visit me again?
Yes. Yeah, to. Whenever you want.
I mean.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to keep Dana. I'm going to let Hollywood go.
No, you can never let Hollywood go.
We're just doing this rotating.
I need her in my life at all times.
Dana. I know. I don't want to let her go. I want her to move into my house. I do.
Me too. I'm moving into her house because I love Nashville.
I feel like she could be my adult supervision.
I feel like my husband would be excited about
you.
If I moved in with you.
I'll help you.
Dana, greatest.
I have to leave because there's four squares. And we have to take two
I
squares
love
off.
You.
If I had more time, I'd show you my entire leopard house because I just died for leopards. So.
Oh my gosh, I love this. And Jeannie's wearing leopard.
I know, that's why I'm excited.
Love it.
Well, I think it's all good. It's all good. I'm going to actually say goodbye to all of you and just rotate. I'm going to go to.
Rob is hot.
I'm hot. I love you.
You look so hot right now. Like, you look sexy.
I am so old. But wait, let's have one more glass.
Okay. Mazel.
I have one more question.
Yes.
One more question for you both.
Okay.
So what do you all, have you seen the Netflix show and what do you think of it? Is it a good depiction of you guys?
My husband worked on the show. So you see, here's the Netflix glow hat.
I like it. I like it.
I don't watch any TV, so I've never seen the show. I haven't seen any show in the entire world. But I don't know if it is. I've heard it was people love it, but I don't know if it's really the truth about what happened in our show.
Right. But you know what? It's still an honor. To me, if a show's done about you guys, you were the original, you started it all, you opened the doors for many women in this career, because now my gosh, WWE, I guess it's called now.
The Divas, yeah.
Divas, I have another friend who's in wrestling. I mean, I guess there's different groups all across the country. So sure. You guys did it. And then you trained yourselves. I mean, you came from another world and learned how to wrestle. So I commend you all for what you're doing. And I love that you were strong and just kept doing your thing. And you got all that TV exposure. And we are going to turn everybody on to where they can find you. And you have to be good, Dana, and send autographs back.
I got in trouble last time at the CAC convention because I'm the only one who refuses to sell them. I give them away for free. So everyone was pissed at me because I got boxes of them and everyone's like, we're charging. I go, I don't charge for those things. But, you know, I'm always the one that steps outside the line and causes problems. I should have been a bad girl.
No, I know. You're the bad girl, but you played the sweet girl. I get it. I know.
It's so funny.
Well, my goodness, I want to thank you both for coming on
tonight.
Awesome. Good health to you.
We'll you too.
I know I'm going to get so many requests to have you back on again.
Oh, my God.
I love you too. Take care and stay out of trouble.
Totally. I lost you. There you are. You're so cute. Look at
you.
Thank
you so much,
Rhonda. Can I ask you a question, Rhonda?
I love my girly girl show. Thank you all so much. That was
you're welcome.
Jody Bassone. Jody,
can I ask you something?
Yes, you can.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah, like what? Like, is this someone who just has to do wrestling interviews? Or I don't know because I don't watch TV.
Okay. Well, I used to host a show called USA Up All Night in the 90s.
I know the show.
And okay. Then after that, you know, some years after that, I mean, I did comedy, stand-up comedy. After that.
I thought you looked familiar to me, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
I may look familiar too because I married my high school sweetheart. And now it's been like 18 years, but I created a line of women's intimate apparel, bras and panties. So now you'll see me on HSN selling my panties.
Oh, nice.
I'll be on tomorrow at 6 p.m.
I don't wear either of those things, but I would be more than happy to buy some. I like it for fun.
I like you. You are sassy. You are totally sassy. So that's what I do. And during the shutdown, you know, because I did so much hosting in my own life, I wanted to start just doing something because I was bored. And now this show started to take off again.
I love it. It's so good. I love it.
And I love having female guests on because I love empowering women. I love hearing, you know, the stories of how you all got to glow and that there's a show because of you guys. So
I'm the youngest glow girl.
Oh, I love that. I was going to show you. And oh, wait, here's the thing. And I hope the other girls are still listening. All of you are going to get a package from my company of really pretty bras and panties.
Oh, that's so cute.
So you'll get a goodie bag. Marie will be in touch with
you.
That's so
cool.
We'll get your sizes. I can see you're all small, but anyway.
Are you wearing a dress? Is that a dress?
No, I'm wearing no panties. No underwear.
Oh, I'm obsessed with you. I love that. Good for you. Run free. I live in California, so you know I'm naked all the time. So that's what.
Oh, my gosh. My guys are loving this. I actually do have leggings on, but I'm wearing a sweater. But
so cute.
I love sexy. My show was sexy
and
too.
Let me compliment your earrings because I do make those earrings that you have on.
You do?
I do. I have my own jewelry line. So I do. Yeah.
Well, you know what? We have to find your jewelry line because I'm opening this little store. So we'll get back to you after and find about all your
good. Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah.
I just heard someone just wrote sassy and classy about you. So I thank you. You are sassy. You're classy. You're fun. You're outgoing and very empowering. Thank you, Dana. Thank you so much for coming on.
All right. Everybody adopt a pet, please.
Okay. I'm all adopted. I love that. Oh, my
good
gosh.
Good for you. Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
In this world, there are good guys and there are bad guys. And I will not be bullied into submission.
You're reading the man's part.
Oh, God.
Would you like to start over?
Yes, I would.
I will not be bullied into submission.
Sorry to interrupt. Your wife is online, too?
I'm interested in real parts.
Got $83 in my bank account, and I don't know if I can pay my gas bill.
Ruth, there's an audition. They're looking for unconventional women, whatever that means.
Hello, ladies. I'm Sam Sylvia, and this is GLOW.
Sorry, what's GLOW?
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Are you hiring actors to play wrestlers, or are we the wrestlers?
Go!
Yes.
Woo!
Christ. Fucking actresses.
Okay, I want you to meet the star of GLOW, Debbie Egan.
Are you insane? Why is she here?
She's the alpha and you're the omega. Submit. She might kill you.
This is Sebastian Howard, our producer.
This is my first Hollywood party.
There are drugs in the fucking robot.
Thank you.
Wrestling is about type. You're a sexy party girl. You're an Arab.
You mean stereotype.
Yes, bingo, exactly. You're a big black girl.
The fuck you say?
Oh. Lady wrestler. I get it. Women can do anything men do. Blah, blah, blah.
We'll get wild, wild, wild.
How'd that look?
I got chills.
Yeah, you would.
So you think I got a funny face?
We're empowered. We're the heroes.
You want the show to happen.
This is the only place I get to do what I want to do.
People respect me here.
We gotta shoot this thing in like 5 weeks. This could either feel dinky or it could feel epic. So let's give them what?
Blood.
Tits!
Storytelling. Storytelling.
This is about justice. This is about holding on to what's ours.
Oh, man, I just can't believe that. I think what an honor to make a show off of the original. And you saw the original, full of fun, full of personality, smart women that have gone on to do amazing things. We're going to just bring on our next gorgeous lady of wrestling from the original television show. We have Annette Marroquin, who played Jungle Woman. You're so pretty. I saw you on Facebook. I found you. I searched you out and found
you.
I thank you because this show has been, people have been waiting for this show. Very special. I mean, I know Netflix has given new life into GLOW, but I know you guys have never lost your original fans. So tell me, Annette, what are you doing today? What are you doing up to? We're going to play Jungle Woman. We've got a clip of everybody. But what are you doing now?
Well, actually, I work in the medical field. I've been in the medical field for about 20 years. Plastic surgery field, practice manager and consultant.
Right.
But that's where I'm kind of at.
I love with that.
COVID is kind of slow, so we'll see.
Are you still in the Los Angeles area then? You still live in LA, in that area?
I am in Los Angeles and making my way out to Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. So, I love the cosmetic surgery world. Not that I've done anything, but boy, I need everything. I'm just kidding.
Right.
I've done maybe a little something, but boy, you know, in the shutdown, I'm like, I really want my Botox, but I'm afraid to go there. And I want my filler, but I'm doing it. I will do it soon. Okay, so I've been asking, we had Hollywood, Tulsa, and Thunderbolt on, and I asked them, you know, how did they come to GLOW? So the same question for you, how did you find GLOW, or how did they find you, the original first round?
Well, actually, there was a couple girls I cheered with. I cheer pretty much my whole life. And I was cheering at the Raiders at the time. But prior to the Raiders, I cheered for the Express, which is a new football team that came out to LA. And two of my friends cheered at the time. And they, one of my, actually my roommates at the time up in the hills, we were, she goes, Annette, you need to try out for this. And I'm like, first thing I'm like, is it union? And she's like, well, she goes, no. And I said, well, I have to pass. And I was doing, actually, I was doing a game show at the time. I was, we were doing a pilot for a game show over at NBC. Right. So I'm like, well, I'm like this, well, let me see, because it's promising. And then a few weeks later, she's like, we got the show. It sold. I'm like, you're kidding me. She goes, no, we're going to Vegas, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, mine didn't. And I said, mine didn't. I'm still here. So she's like, why don't you go audition? And then she told me what it was about. And I grew up watching wrestling with my grandfather. Loved it. And I'm a physical person. I was athletic my whole life. So I'm like, oh my God, that sounds too real. My brain just started going out there. So she goes, you know, Matt, the producer's right down the street on La Cienega. Why don't you go down there and meet with him? And I said, well, let me come up with a character first.
Right. So
I worked on a character, and I'm like, okay, what can I do? You know, and I was a dancer, and I loved. I tumbled, and I just like getting crazy, and I want to. I didn't want to feel like tamed in a sense. And even though I like rules and regulations, I thought, well, now's my time not to. So I went for the character Jungle Woman. I based her off of what I feel like to move and bring in, based it off like kind of the feel of a cat. And I'd like to move like a cat, like a leopard, those kind of animals. So I want to do a lot of crawling moves. But anyway, so I came out with the character, went and met with Matt. Sorry, long story shorter.
No, oh, kidding. Fine. That's fine. And
I met with the producer, Matt, and I said, so I started like this. You know, he's looking like, what the hell? And I said, I'm Jungle Woman. He's like, what? And then so I had walked in even like with a little prance kind of thing, which is in my little, just in my rap song. But anyway, so he's like, well, nah. And then my hair was, of course, dark brown, I should say. And he's like, nah, maybe she should be a blonde. I'm like, what do you mean she should be? I made the character up. I know what I should be. Hello. And then he's like, well, he goes, you want to be a nice girl? You know, like a, and I'm like, no, I want to be a villain because I'm not in a sense a mean villain, but the fact that I'm a survivor, I'm from the jungle. So if you try to hold me down or tell me it's time, match is over when someone's attacked me. No, I'm a survivor. I just, my instincts kick in. So that's why. So I went with the character. Finally, he's like, okay, all right. Okay. So I got it and I got to keep my character and got to create everything. And I actually fell in love with her and I just started all my leopard. I'm a leopard kind of girl. So my whole wardrobe, I think I had half of it already ready to go and was able to design, you know, have input in designing the costume and stuff with the little feathers and stuff.
I was going to ask you all if you had it. Did all the girls have input with their characters and their costumes?
I'm not certain because the pilot had sold. I know with my character, I went in fully, like ready to go. Yeah. I think that's why I could put so much into it. It was my baby.
We have a little past too, which we're going to show. Roger Neal, who's a fabulous publicist, just wrote that you're one of the nicest ladies in Hollywood. So we have the clip ready from up all night. Okay, so we have a clip. I may have discovered you around the same time, not discovered you, but I want to take credit for that. Let's look at this clip from Up All Night with Annette and I.
Hi, it's Rhonda, your football fantasy girl, and I'm here with some of the fabulous Raiderettes. We have Sandy, Annette, and Sapphire.
So, Rhonda, are you ready to try out?
I am so excited.
Yeah, we're excited to audition for guest hostess spot on your show.
No, there's nothing better than gorgeous girls bonding in a locker room.
Okay, Rhonda, here's your first cheer to learn.
Okay.
First and 10, do it again, harder, harder. First and 10, do it again, harder, harder. Okay, now you try it.
Okay, all right, ready? Here we go. Flip the men, goose them again, harder, harder. Flip the men, goose them again, harder, harder. How's that?
Well, the only part you got right, Rhonda, was the harder, harder part.
Oh my gosh. All right, we have to do hair. Ready?
I love
okay,
you.
Here we go.
Yes.
Here. Cheers.
Cheers, Rhonda. Thank you.
You are beautiful as a brunette or a blonde. I'm telling you, it works. It both works. I mean, you know what's amazing about Up All Night is we found a lot of amazing young women that were doing their thing and went on to do other things. And that's kind of cool. When I look back at some of the shows and I go, wow, I can't believe we had him on or she on. So thank you back then.
We all have to tell you, I'm sorry. It was so much fun doing your show. You're just your persona. You're incredible really with your guests and just a little reader in it, you know, and you were just so pleasant and so like, girls, get in here and just making us part of your show. And that says a lot about you. So
it was fun. I can't wait for after, you know, this shutdown because I'm coming from my house, but you know, my background really is hosting and I want to have people in studio along with obviously Skyping and everything because everybody's all over the country, but I love bringing people into, you know, my world, which is kind of crazy. And I like that too. And I love the fact that you did Jungle Woman. We have a clip of her as Jungle Woman, don't we? Okay. We're going to show a quick clip of you as Jungle Woman because I love that. That would have been me, I think, but I'm too scared I've done anything, but let's look right now really quickly at Annette Mariquin as Jungle Woman.
From the Amazon, accompanied by Nature Boy, Jungle Woman.
Hey everyone, see this hand? Well, I'm Jungle Woman and ready to jam. Like in the ring, I can groove my feet. That is why I can't be beat.
We're here in the Riviera Hotel, fans, and it's Jungle Woman using all those skills that she's acquired from growing up in the Amazon. And like a lady from the jungle, she has her animal. And he's watching today, right in the corner near me and Aunt Kitty. There he is in the background, Nature Boy. Nature Boy's in the corner.
My gosh, I love it. So did Nature Boy ever do anything or he was just your sidekick?
Yes. He was my little pet per se.
How long were you with Chloe? How many years were you with them?
Actually, I was only with them the first year. Unfortunately, I got injured. So my back went out pretty well during a rehearsal.
See, that's so. What's crazy is I was talking to the other girls like, I mean, you're doing real stuff. I mean, even though, like I said, it's choreographed, but I know wrestlers who've been really badly hurt. It doesn't take a lot. I would forget my step.
Yeah, and you know, Rhonda, then we had a mat that just, beside Matter Producer, we had a mat that, you know, that we fall on in the ring, and it didn't give any spring. It just really, I think, was a big issue. Had that had some spring, you know, it would give back, as you see in professional wrestling, WWF and that, where they hit the ground and they bounce back up. We would hit and it'd be like splat.
Wow. Well, all were leading the way. They were kind of using you as guinea pigs. It's like, okay. They're young, they're buoyant, they'll be fine. So is there any incredible moments, either bad or good? I mean, or hopefully good, but anything that stands out in that year that, I mean, I was saying to my other guests, I said, you know, the late 80s were definitely the Me Too movement. It was like hard to navigate your way through Hollywood without some slime ball, you know, hitting on you or more. But you know, you were in a protective kind of, and, you know, Matt was an interesting guy in himself. I knew Matt. I never worked with him, but I got to know him and Michelle and Rickless. So they were interesting fellows on their own. But was there anything that you can remember that really stands out? Is the camaraderie with the girls or the audience or anything that it led you or just any story that you have to share with us?
Yeah. You know, I really loved the time being there. They put us in the Riviera Hotel at the time. And, you know, we had our food. Everything was taken care of. Plus, then we got our little pay on the side. But anyway, I'm sorry, let me turn this down. But it was great. We had a great camaraderie. What we actually did, we got 2 drink tickets per day. And we were busy. We really weren't drinking. So what we would do, I'm like, hey, girls, you know, go get your liquor. So we basically went and got beers, I think. And so we could keep in the refrigerator. So come Saturday or come after the match, we'd have like one day off a week. So that was our night to like, we gathered, I think we were in my room a lot. And I roomed with, at the time, Ashley. We roomed together and it was so much fun because we all gathered in there and had drinks and went and got more drinks. And we were just there, we'd order in pizza or food and we'd sit around and talk. And it was funny because it was almost like a business meeting in a sense, because we would talk about our characters and we would laugh so hard about the matches. Oh my God, da-da-da-da-da. And did you see this? And then I'll never forget one time we were in the room and in comes Chainsaw, Spike and Chainsaw. And all of a sudden she comes in. One was working on a torch stunt. And so she comes and we're like, get this shit out of here, you know? And then I think the other one with the chainsaw, we're like, oh, hell no, bye-bye, you know? So, but it was funny because we would talk characters and laugh about the match. So that was really something special, I think, and where we really got a good camaraderie, even, you know, the bad girls and good girls. And then we'd even kind of come up with, when we did the raps, we kind of help each other with, you know, hey, try this rap, or, you know, and it was fun. It was enjoyable.
I was going to say what scared me is rapping. I can't sing at all, but I have to say that a bunch of young women in Las Vegas must have been really, really cool. So did you all move there? Did you live there for a while? Did they keep you in the Riviera? How did that work out?
They did. There was quite a few of us. Well, the pilot sold and then they brought some more girls in. So I did. I packed up my car. My girlfriend, Nadine, who's Ashley, she packed up her car. And we're like driving to Vegas. She actually went out first, I believe I recall correctly, because I remember driving out there and going, what am I doing? But it was so fun. And it's like, here I go, you know? And yeah. And the funny thing I have to say is I called my mom and I said, Mom, I'm in Vegas. And she goes, oh, what are you doing, gambling? Da, da, da. And I said, well, no, I moved here. She goes, you moved here? I go, yeah, I'm going to do a show here. And she's like thinking, I danced all my life. So she's thinking, oh, are you going to be a showgirl? You know, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I'm wrestling. And she's like, I'll never forget. What? And I'm wrestling. She goes, what do you mean you're wrestling? And I said, well, it's your father's fault. He had me watching wrestling all those years. You know, so
that is so funny.
Yeah, so now she sees it. Yeah.
I mean, you know, but the Riviera was a very glamorous old school hotel and casino, and I got to perform there a little bit. And I even auditioned for Michelle and Rickless to be in the skating show. But okay, so I want to keep you there and I want to add in because you brought in April Hum, the Royal Hawaiian, and I would love to welcome her in so we can all kind of have a chitty chat. Hey!
Aloha!
Hi, aloha!
Hi,
I remember you. Know, I do. I remember you, girl. Like when I see
all like this.
we have a great clip. I'm going to go to that clip even before I talk to you. Let's go to our great clip of April as the Royal Hawaiian, and then we'll be right back.
Because I'm going to hit her so hard, they're going to feel it in all 50 states. I'm going to give her the Hawaiian crush.
The Royal Hawaiian. She expects to upset this big, powerful brute, the Royal Hawaiian. She don't crush pineapples anymore, baby. She crushes her female wrestling opponent. The Hawaiian bridging back. Look at that. She's pulled the laces of Americana. The Royal Hawaiian has pulled the shoelaces of Americana to gain a victory here.
I'm just blown away. Physicality of you girls. I really am. I mean, it's hard. I mean, and hello. You think there were some male fantasies going on back then? Hello.
Believe me, yes. I'll tell you that today. I met a couple new fans that let me know that I was their first crush.
Oh, yes. That's
in the days when they were like 10, 11, 12 years old.
Oh, so yes. I bet you, April, got a lot of guys through puberty as I did on my show. Oh, yeah. Oh my. So it's kind of fun when you hear from guys in their, you know, 40s.
They're now in their 40s, mid-40s, yeah.
You were my crush, but that's cool.
Rhonda, yes. Can I say something?
Of course.
I knew, you know, there was a bartender at the Riviera that we had. His name was Kenny, if I recall correctly. And for our shows, he would sit in the front. So I knew how to get free drinks. I picked up Tina Ferrari and threw her right on him. And I was like, you owe me.
Oh, I am sure you guys had your way over at the Riviera.
Yeah.
Remember the guy who was the maitre d' who then later, that's my doggies. Sorry.
Yeah.
I got five chihuahuas.
Wow.
Steve.
Oh,
doggy cam.
Oh, yeah, that's my doggy cam. I'm blanking on his name, but he ended up on a television show. Like everybody, the Riviera was kind of a magical place. It really, truly was. And I was really depressed when they imploded it. You know, it was
that was
yeah.
It was my first headlining place where I headlined it as a stand-up comic. So it was very, very cool. But yeah. I mean, you guys, so I asked this early, I've asked everyone. So April, how did you come and what year did you join GLOW?
Well, so, I actually auditioned with Hollywood at the original audition in Hollywood.
Wow.
I worked in Hollywood. I worked for a secretarial service in Hollywood, and my agent worked right across the hall from me. So I had a cool boss who let me go on auditions whenever they came available. They'd run across the hall and they'd say, oh, we got this interview. Do you want to go? And I'm like, cool. And my boss would say, go ahead and go. And she'd let me either make up the hours when I came back or just let me go without pay. So she was really cool. And they said, we got this this call for a all women's pilot. And they said that they're looking for all ethnicities. And if you're athletic, it would be a plus.
Wow.
And lucky for me, I was a tomboy. I grew up between two brothers and I played sports with the boys because back in the late 60s, early 70s, they didn't have girls' sports. So I was one of the first girls in my city that played boys' little league baseball.
Oh, my goodness.
They didn't even have softball yet. So I played baseball with the boys.
You just brought me back to my PE. I remember I'm older than you girls, but my PE outfit, it was like bloomers. It was terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you girls were ahead of your time in every which way in terms of athletic, female, empowering women, being the lead, the stars, like very cool. I can see why Netflix picked this idea up. On top of the fact that you guys still have your fans and you both you all look young enough that you could be in the ring right now.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really, you know, I was an actress and a dancer, and I've been dancing flamenco and hula since I was 5 years old. And I grew up between California and Hawaii, so I've had the boast of best worlds. And when they said come on out, when we got there, they said you're here for an all women's wrestling league. And a third of the girls got up and left. And I was 21. I'm three weeks older than Jeannie. And I said, you know what? I have nothing to lose. This is what I came for. I was going out on auditions for commercials, modeling, TV. So I said, why not stay? I'm here for this and I'm all in. And then they said, well, there's a ring here. We're going to get you up. See who can do some flips or cartwheels or whatever. See what you can do. And I just said, this looks like a lot of fun. And so I was one of the original 12 that were selected to do the pilot.
That is so cool.
And it was just amazing because the character just fell in my lap. It's like, you're going to be the Royal Hawaiian. I'm like.
So who actually trained you? Was there someone from the wrestling world?
Yes. We actually, the original 12 were trained by Mondo Guerrero from the wrestling dynasty family, the Guerrero family. So Chavo Guerrero trained the girls for the Netflix GLOW show.
Oh,
so that's the nephew. Yeah. So then there's.
I mean, you know, you start off. You walk into a room and they select you off your looks, off of your
abilities.
But then they say, okay, you got to hit the. What was it like that first time, like in the ring, and they tell you to do a flip? What was that like? I mean,
it was kind of exciting, but scary at the same time, because I knew nothing about wrestling other than watching collegiate wrestling in high school, you know, my guy friends. Right. Other than that, I really didn't know much about it, but I was a cheerleader, so I did tumbling and that kind of stuff. So it was just a matter of learning how to do it without hurting yourself and learning the moves. And for the first couple of weeks, nobody knew anything. So we were all in the same boat. And then as the days went on, they weeded out girls. So less and less girls were coming back.
Interesting. You know? So not everybody made it. I'm sure. No. I mean, you know what? When I think about this system, I was a dancer growing up too and did the pageant stuff.
Me too.
Not everyone's coordinated. I mean, seriously, not everyone's like they're physical, but they're not coordinated. There's a difference there. So if you could tumble or could do, I was a cheerleader, but you know, in high school, but doing those things, I would think would help, you know, you be just a little bit better. I wonder how that is with the Netflix girls. I mean, did they have,
they only had to learn the moves for the sequence for the series. So they were not trained like we were. We were trained wrestling. So we had to learn how to fall. We had to learn how to take a bump. We had to learn how to lift. You know, I mean, I was a power lifter, so I was one of the ones that did a lot of the lifting. So you had to learn how to do it right so you didn't get hurt. And some of the girls were great, and they were flyers because they were small, they were petite, they were light. So those are the good ones that I love to pick up and throw around, you know. And then you had the Matildas and the Mount Fijis and the Big Bad Mamas who were over 300 pounds and could pick up everybody. So it was just a great combination of looks, size, ethnic, you know, and you said beauty queens, and you actually have two beauty queens here because I was a Miss Alhambra. I grew up in Alhambra, California, and I was Miss Alhambra, and Annette was Miss Illinois. What was it, Annette?
Miss Illinois World, Miss USA.
Miss Illinois World.
So
she was big time.
Wait, so the Miss World, I was Miss Louisiana World. That's so cool.
Oh, you know what? I'm supposed to tell you.
Funny. You were there at the same time.
I'm supposed to tell you, Rhonda, hello from a friend that knows you. His name is William Taylor, but you would know him as the unofficial Saints historian. He's the one who told me that you were a Saints dancer.
He sent me
your picture and everything. And I was like, because I'm a big Saints fan. So
even
though I'm from California, we didn't have a football team until the Rams, you know, came back and forth. But I've been a loyal Saints fan for years.
So
I'm a Louisiana girl just by transplant. And so he sent to tell you hello.
Oh my gosh, I'm so old. I was on the original, not the first year, but like I think the second or third year the Saints were around. I was on the
original team. He sent me your pictures. You look awesome.
Oh,
so that was great.
I'm
drinking a Hurricane in honor of you. I just saw myself play with my hair.
You know what? Wait.
Here we go. Yeah. I was waiting for that word.
I'm telling you, we need to do more girl shows. My fans,
yes, for sure,
watching is like, this is the best show. This is like up all night all over again.
Yes.
I mean, but you girls really need to pat yourselves on the back because you really did open doors for so many women. Did anybody else ever go into professional wrestling, meaning WWF or WWE? Did anybody cross over?
Artina Ferrari became Ivory in WWF. And she was inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame 2 years ago, I believe. Was it 18? 2018.
That's cool.
So that was very, very good. There were a few of us that people had said, would you have gone? And I said, for sure I would have. But like Annette, her and I both left. We were only with GLOW. I did the pilot. And then I did the first season. And I also hurt my back. I got injured.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so I've suffered with back injuries and problems because we worked on faulty equipment. So it was like Annette said, there was no spring. So that did me in too. So
what are you doing now? What are you doing now, April?
Well, I just became a grandma. I have a grandson. His name is Beckham Malachi Ikaika.
Oh,
and he's a beautiful little boy that's going to be groomed to be a basketball player. Both his mom and dad are 6'1", and all the uncles are 6'4", 6'7", 6'8", 7'2". And his mom was a D1 basketball player. So Miranda, my daughter-in-law, hopefully my grandson aspires to be like and take after his mother. But prior to being a grandma and after GLOW, so post-GLOW, I got injured, so I could not do that, which I would have loved to stay because I loved it. Like the rest of the girls said, it was an amazing time. And everybody says, would you do it again? In a heartbeat. I'd do it all over again. And I loved it. It was the best time of my life. It was, you know, my claim to fame is I was the first heel GLOW champion. So I got a crown. So we got a crown. Yeah, so I was the first heel. So there was one girl before me, Tammy Jones, who had the crown, but she was a good girl. I was the worst bad girl because I did everything to win. Cheated.
Oh, you were bad girl.
Okay. I was the mean. Yes, I was the bad girl. We were bad girls together. Jungle Women.
You were a bad girl. You were a bad girl. Yeah,
Annette was a bad girl, and I would have loved to do a tag team with her, but we never got to tag team together. But well, everybody asked.
We're going to have to get you all to Florida to set up a little mini ring, and we'll do it now.
But I was going to tell you.
After GLOW,
I ended up going and getting a regular job. So I worked for United Airlines for 25 years.
That's so cool. Hey, listen, it's all good. I have a regular job. I mean, but look what you get to look back on. Look at the legacy that you've created. Look what I mean, a show after you guys. You still have your fans.
Yeah. So that's all I do today. So everybody says, well, what do you do? I say, I tour and I travel the country and I go see fans.
We need to go see, I need to go to a Comic-Con. I need to do it. I love these pictures. Do we have any other pictures that we can pop up of the girls? These are great. These are just incredible.
Yeah, we have so many dedicated fans after 34 years or whatever it is. And that's what I do. I go and I tour with Hollywood and Lightning. And then in California, Annette's done some of the shows in California with, you know, we have Little Feather and Original California Doll and Daisy and all the different girls that are still interested in doing appearances. We do radio shows and whatever we can do. We try to give back. We do charity work.
And it's for life. It's like a sorority for life. I have some original friends from here. Yes, hair. Okay.
Yeah, so we are. We're like a GLOW girl.
I feel so left out. I feel like I should have known about that, but I didn't.
Well, we can make you an honorary GLOW girl. That's easy.
I'll be an honorary character.
For sure.
Let's come up with a character.
We will come up with something cute and clever for you.
I would have had to play the bimbo part. The bimbo, the ew! And then push
Yeah, villain. Roddy, you know, I do want to say, you know, and add on to a little bit of what April is saying. I was so amazed when first came out, Matt, and I put a Jungle Woman GLOW page. I had a different page up. And I started getting all these fans from like South America and just, you know, it was amazing to me. I'm like, we were down there. No one told me. No. And then I was also working with it was a group basically based off the NFL cheerleaders. And we were down in Mexico. We were performing. And there's a bunch of us girls. We had taken a break. We're getting ready to go out. And I hear on television, I could hear David McLean's voice. And next coming out of the ring. And I'm like, GLOW? Is that GLOW? And it had already been 10 years.
Wow.
I zipped out of the restroom, my makeup. I zipped out. Oh my gosh. And then I could hear a couple girls in the other rooms. And I'm like, oh my gosh, now they know what I was doing. Yep. So it was amazing 10 years later in Mexico. But I have to tell you, fans that we have, I mean, just some of them, most of them that I mean have been in touch or reached out. They're just really incredible
because you guys were sexy, athletic, originals. They didn't have anything like that. I mean, you started this whole craze. So that was an interesting question when you said that. Is GLOW your original show? Who owns it? And is it airing anywhere? Or can you find the original episode?
Actually, the name is owned by one GLOW girl, and that's Ursula, who is Babe the Farmer's daughter.
Right.
And then as far as where you can see it right now. I hear that Tubi.com is showing our matches and the documentary. The documentary did used to be on Netflix, but it's not on right now.
Wow.
We are trying to, one of my projects that I'm trying to work on is I could sell 1 million box sets of Glow 4 Seasons. If I carried in my car every day, I'd probably sell out every day I had them in my car.
See, I'm the only one that has my up all night. So
I have everything. We do have, we have a couple real dedicated fans that have everything on DVD. Wow. And so I'm fortunate enough that I do have.
Well, they should be uploading them at least to YouTube.
Some of them do. So you can find our videos on YouTube. Fans would like to see everything in its entirety.
So from the beginning,
you know, all the comedy skits, the music videos, the dancing, all the comedy, everything. And so Matt Simber is the one, our director, who has had the film. I'm going to be calling him, and I talked to him.
I know Matt Simber. You tell him hello from Roger.
I sure will. And I'm going to try and nibble on his ear a little bit and gnaw on him because I want to work on getting the DVD set out. And I know that the financing might be an issue, so I'm waiting to see if I can do this. And
I can see it being sold to another network.
Fans are asking all the time, but like Annette was saying about how dedicated our fans are, we've got them all over.
We're going to help spread the word. This is going to live on 3 different sites. Then it becomes a podcast. I've loved having you guys on. Got to go only because of time.
Thank you all so much.
I thank you for talking about getting the show out. I know Matt. I might give him a little call myself.
Yes, tell him.
Tell
him you'd like your own copy of our 4 Seasons.
I would.
And I'm going to work on that. So often as I can, I try and, you know, do a little chatting in his ear to try and have him work on that.
Keep doing it because you've got fans that are loving you girls all night long.
Thank you for having us on. Thanks, so nice to see you. I used to watch you all the time.
Oh, thank you. I want you all back. This is all new for us too, but this show's picking up amazing steam. Thank you all so much for coming on and we'll continue airing it. Love you girls.
Okay. Aloha. Thank you. Cheers.
I love them all because everybody took a sip of real alcohol. I want to thank, well, you know what? I have one more special little ditty for you before we say goodbye. And I want to thank all my gorgeous ladies of wrestling. We'll introduce them all. I mean, I will say everybody's name at the end of this very special bit that we have. Now, you know, we've been doing the foot of the week. Maybe I'll have to ask the glorious ladies of wrestling if they'll submit that too. But we have a special foot this week, and I want to show you that now. It's not mine. And then we'll come back, and I'll say nighty-night. So take a swig and check out the foot of the week. Wrestling and foot smushing. Where else can you find that but on RhondaShearSocialHour.com? We are the best show right now that's broadcasting out of their home. I've got silver drapes. I've got 5 dogs. I have the glorious ladies of wrestling. I want to thank Jeannie Bessone, Hollywood, Jody Hasselbarth, Tulsa, Dana Howard, Thunderbolt, Annette Mariquin, Jungle Woman, April Hom, the Royal Hawaiian, what a great night for me. It takes me back to my up all night days because I love that camaraderie with women. It empowers us. They started it all, and now they have a show named after them on Netflix. I want to thank you guys for a great night. We'll be back here at the same time, same place next week, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I have got some beautiful women, very strong and powerful, for you next week as well. So tune in and maybe another little foot. One more time.
Here.
Good night, everyone.
Stuck at home and you don't know what to do. Hold on, baby, Rhonda, she's got you. Grab your computer, log on, baby, you got the